So I don't need this, right? Good morning, everybody. It's good to have you here. It's good that you are here and you're looking well. And I was just having an interesting week. I'm not sure who the story applies to, but there was a little boy down on the main street of Bracebridge this week and was waiting for his mother to come out of a store. And as he was waiting, a man approached him. He was a new gentleman in town, and he had never seen him before. And he walked over to the little boy, and he said, son, can you direct me to the post office? And so they were a little ways away, but the little boy said, sure, I've lived here all my life. I know exactly where the post office is. You just go straight down the street. There's a store there that sells ice cream. There's a crosswalk. You cross over, and a couple of buildings down, that's the post office. So that was good. It's right there. So the man thanked the little boy very kindly, and he said, I am a new pastor in town. And I'd like for you to come to church on Sunday, because I'm going to preach a message and it will show you how to get to heaven. Well, the little boy looked at the new pastor who just moved into town, and the little boy replied with a chuckle, oh, come on, man. You don't even know the way to the post office. My mother used to say, if the shoe fits, wear it. But anyway, I wouldn't want to bring that up right now. It's just interesting how things can happen. Anyway, I thank you for the privilege of being here this morning. This would have been Pastor Greg's 25th sermon, I believe, if I have counted all things correctly. So we're giving him a break after 24. And so I'm sure he will be back and have a good message for us again next week. And we certainly appreciate his family being here today. I've entitled my message, Antidote to Discouragement. And it's based on the text, Hebrews 12 and 2, where you see the little expression, looking unto Jesus. There is a special meaning which glints from that little participle, if you remember back to your high school English, participles, that is found in the light of the surrounding context there. The focal point is revealed in Hebrews 12, verse 1, where the admonition is given this way, to run with endurance or patience the race. And we do this, and it immediately tells us how we do it. We do it by looking unto Jesus. Now that little phrase, looking unto Jesus, is embedded within the town limits of patient endurance. Perhaps you have been to the town of patient endurance. Most of us have at one time or another. Maybe you're there in your life right now. The billboard signs are plastered all over the highway as you come into town. 10 and 36 of Hebrews says, patient endurance is what you need now. And another one in chapter 11 is kind of like stopping at the information bureau on the outskirts of town. And in there you find out all the little nitty-gritty things you want to know about the community. And they're going to tell you in that information bureau in chapter 11 of Hebrews that almost everybody in town has so much faith. They have good reputations. Oh, look who's crossing the street there right now. His name is Abel. And you know, he gave really good offerings. Everybody knows about his good offerings. And then they were looking out the door, and all of a sudden, they saw Enoch. Well, you know, Enoch, he was so good, he went to heaven before he died. So, I mean, and then, oh, look at this lady. Her name's Sarah. Well, she laughed her head off when she was told she was going to get pregnant at her advanced age, but her faith was renewed and her whole attitude was changed when she found out things later were going to happen as God said. And the list does go on in that chapter. the faith chapter, they call it. Some experienced outstanding victories in that chapter. Others were very severely mistreated. Some were tortured. Some even joined the list of martyrs. You can read them for yourself. God kept his promises, though, to each and every one of them. God has kept his promises to me. And I wonder, do you believe that God can keep his promises to you? As we swing down now through town and we're entering chapter 12, we see this stretch of route is all about patient enduring. When our text guides us to run the race, looking unto Jesus, it is telling us about the antidote to discouragement. We all are human. We all experience discouragement at one time or another for any variety of reasons. In these age end times, looking unto Jesus should be our fixed mental habit. Iniquity abounds in a multiplicity of new expressions. And I was sitting on the deck at the front this week and sketching down some thoughts about my life because I've just turned 69 and I began to reflect on some of the things that have happened over my lifetime. And my dad used to do this, and he used to tell me stories of how things went on, and I'm sure you've heard it from your family members. You know, my dad remembers the first time he saw an automobile. He remembers the first time he saw a telephone. He remembers the first time he turned on a light switch. Well, those were just common things for me, but other things have taken place, and I thought in my lifetime, he talked about some of the what he thought were bad things that were happening in society at that time. And I got thinking about that. The world around us has never been more glamorous or seductive. If I had paid attention to the commercials on television this week, my hair would be thicker, shine brighter, have full body to it. I would have no gray, I would have no wrinkles, my complexion would glow, and my body would be svelte. I would be just the perfect person of humanity. I know you know differently. But you know, you get all this stuff bombarded at you, you know. If you drink this, you'll have that. If you put this on, you'll get that. And maybe you will, maybe you won't, I don't know. International affairs move on an immense scale. You know, some person, like in North Korea, decides they're going to manufacture and detonate an atomic bomb or whatever kind it is, and we know about it within seconds, don't we? Seconds, because the news flashes around the world. And those kinds of things are going on. Atomic capabilities and technical inventions key up new tensions and sensitivities. How do I know that? We went to Rogers this week. We bought a new cell phone. It has texting capabilities. We don't know how to do texting capabilities, but we're going to learn. And I'll tell you, it's already caused lots of frustration and unfun things. But we will learn. We will learn. Never in human history were there so many distractions of the good life. And I just irks me when I see those beer commercials. And everybody is having the grandest time of all. And they're just having a party, and everybody's happy and smiling and eating and drinking. And then at the end, it shows you that it's, you know, some kind of lager or something of that nature. Am I against it? Yes. But what I'm more against is this whole idea that that is all this good life. They don't tell you the other side of it. They don't tell you about the deep gravity. They don't tell you about my friend whose wife has left him, whose kids won't speak to him, and he no longer has a house because he drank it all away. That's not fun. That's not the good side of life. Politics, finances, slogans were never so clever, so complicated, or deceptive. One political party is already starting out with their negative ads to attack another leader. Out they come, and you know, all that kind of stuff is accepted. Radio interview the other day said, why do you use these things? Why do you go bother to spend all that money? Get all these professionals, put this all together. Two words, they work. Plant seeds in our minds, in the minds of the voter. Never in any preceding era of history have there ever been such great multitudes of nations, people dealing with things like mental and nervous disorders, hunger, sleep disorders, psychiatric problems, moral breakdown, syndicated crime, adolescent promiscuity, divorce, and the list goes on. And you read all that, you watch all that, and you could get discouraged, that's for sure. With this kaleidoscopic changefulness, the seemingly overwhelming odds against genuine Christianity, the temptations for the church to compromise, and the disillusionment there are in our day and age to be an out-and-out Christian society or individual, it isn't too hard to get our eyes diverted away from Jesus Christ. But this little participle in Hebrews 12 and 2 says, looking unto Jesus. You don't need to look any of the words up. They're totally understandable. Was written for just such times that they lived, but they are also apropos for our time, for our day and our age. Now the full force of the Greek word looking is really looking off unto Jesus. In other words, you're looking off, away from the things of the world around you, the things that tempt you, the things that bring discouragement and disillusionment to you, and you lift those eyes. Always reminds me of Psalm 121, which is one of my favorites. I think it is, Marg, isn't it? Unto the hills.
My eyes unto the hills from whence.
Thank you. I don't know what I'll ever do, Marg, if you're not around for you to help me with that, but I like to hear you say it because it encourages me. By an act of intelligent determination, we need to look off to Jesus, who was the perfect example of patient endurance. I'm sure you've known a patient person or two in your lives, haven't you? Somebody who, maybe it was your mom, Jerry, I don't know. Probably. With me, it was my mom, but I was the only kid in the family. She had no other recourse than to be patient with me because she couldn't blame it on anybody else, nor could I. But patience is a virtue which few possess. And patience is a great thing to have. And there have been many world leaders who were very patient and understanding. And if Heather was here, Heather would say, my prayer is this, and she says this as a joke. Heather always says, Lord, I need patience and I need it now. And that always kind of catches my interest. But the full force of that word then is, and we use this act of intelligent determination to look off, because Jesus is the perfect example of patient endurance. This reminds us of what our Lord foretold us in Matthew 24, 12 and 13. Sin will be rampant everywhere, and the love of many will grow cold, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. Are you among the crowd who endures? Has your love for Jesus that maybe you once had grown cold? Have you even started the journey in your personal life yet? There is always a possibility of discouragement and disillusionment. The author of Hebrews did not try to hide this fact of our changeable humanity. Hebrews 10 and 23 says, let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm. For God can be trusted to keep his promise. And Hebrews 10, 35 says, so do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. And Hebrews 12 and 12, Norm read it. Take a new grip with your tired hands and strengthen your weak knees. this seems to get more applicable as you grow older. There were at least two troublesome factors, though, at work in the lives of these Hebrew believers that were being written about. They were getting hassled, maybe persecuted, because of their faith. You believe in who? Jesus? You follow him? You think he is a good person to look up to? The other problem that they had to deal with, there was this problem of delayed fulfillment, because in this particular time frame, there was this whole idea that Jesus was going to come back again. And it never said when he was going to come back again, but they got the idea that it was going to be sooner than later. So there was this whole debate and the problem of delayed fulfillment of divine promise, and there were three things to it. There was the promise of the Lord's return, and then there was the promise of the believer's resurrection, and then thirdly, there was the promise of the heavenly homeland. So those were the three things. So if you were in a state of discouragement, you were wondering why those things didn't kick in and come into operation. So the advice to them, and through them to us, is the antidote to discouragement. Simply said, let us run with patient endurance, looking unto Jesus. This looking unto Jesus, too, has a threefold aspect to it. We are to look off to Jesus because, first of all, of who he is. And you can appreciate that I appreciate that little word. He's the author. He's the author. I like the word author. I can relate a little bit to it. But another, maybe a better way is to say initiator and the finisher or the perfecter of our faith. That's our faith individually, but it's also faith in general. And secondly, what he did. Jesus Christ endured the cross. The cross, the agony of Calvary. And thirdly, where Jesus reigns. Jesus reigns at the right hand of God. This word author in the Greek language then caught my attention. So I went back into my university stuff, and I got out some of my old books that I hadn't had out for a long time. Grace was away, and I was able to sit out on the front porch and spread everything out. And not that she minds that, I'm just saying, I was out there, and I spent quite a bit of time with this. And then I found this, and I never had realized this before. In the Greek language, the word author means file leader. It is a familiar military procedure to order a rank of recruits to do a right turn, after which every individual turns right, and then the rank becomes a file. So they're all lined up facing you. I say right turn, everybody turns right. Now they're no longer a rank, now they're a file. Why are they a file? To be in a file, you have to have a leader, right? Yeah, so there has to be a leader. So after which every individual turns right and the rank becomes a file, and there's that old saying you probably heard, the rank and file, with a leader. So in like fashion, the people of Christ are viewed as a long file with Christ himself as the leader. So put yourself into that situation right now. I'm just about done. It isn't even 12 o'clock. Miracle is occurring in front of your very eyes. Are you in the file of Christian believers ever moving onward toward the glories of heaven and eternal life? Are you in a file? Are you in that file? It is a far-stretching file, if you can well believe. That file started a long time ago. And we don't know how long it's going to go for, but we know if you're in that file, you're good to go. One from which you need to look away off in the distance to the leader who is Jesus. Now, Jesus is the file leader. He has passed beyond by means of his resurrection. He's qualified. He's been there. He's done that. And he has our back. And one after the other, the earlier figures have followed him into the beyond. Why? Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that's the gospel in a nutshell. The four little expressions, I've used them before. God loved, he gave. We believe, we live. Say it with me. God loved. Oh, that's not good enough. God loved. He gave. We believe. We live. Oh, I hope. Some of you are on the edge, teetering. Okay, when you say the word live, mean it. We believe. We
live.
Good. As long as we stay in the file, we keep stepping forward, staying in line, and following the leader, we will rejoice in heaven for eternity. The picture gets a little more interesting, though. Because when you played follow the leader a long, long time ago, you followed the leader, right? And the leader took you wherever. We used to play this game in our little one-room schoolyard. And some of those kids, they could take you through. I mean, talk about, what do they call these army courses that they put you through? Boot camp or something? Well, we went through all kinds of weird, wild, and wonderful things when we followed the leader. And when we're following our leader, nothing wrong with following our leader. Our final leader is Jesus Christ. But it does get a little more interesting because Jesus isn't only a file leader, he is also the finalizer or the perfecter. In other words, he's also at the back of the file at the same time as he's at the front of the file. So he's got it covered there and he's got it covered there. That's comforting to me, because when I was a little boy, a long time ago, I went to school, and I would be the little guy at the end of the file, and the grade 8 boy said, when we go around behind the woodshed, I hope the bear won't come out today. And he always goes for the youngest one. I needed a finalizer. I didn't have one. I was the finalizer. In other words, he is also at the back of the file. He has it all covered from start to finish. He has it all covered from earth to heaven. He has it from blood and shame to cross and the throne. What did this file leader do and finalizer do? Well, instead of the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross and disregarded the shame. And now he reigns at the right hand of God. If you aren't already looking ahead to this life-changing file leader, author, initiator, and the perfecter and finisher of your faith, this is a good morning to take that stand for Jesus Christ. Step into line. Start looking off to Jesus. Will you find instant success? No. There may be times when you stumble and fall. We all have. We always will. We're human. But you need a place to get in line and follow through to eternity so you may enjoy the infinite joys of heaven. Our Father, we thank you for the fact that you are with us each and every day. We thank you that your love was so great, and you drew a plan of salvation and you bridged the gulf between heaven and earth. And Lord, we just stand in your presence this morning and we wonder, with all heads bowed and eyes closed, is there someone who would indicate with an uplifted hand, very quickly up and down, that you need us to pray for you and that you're wanting to come into the file and follow the leader? We thank you, Jesus. We pray that you will be with those who indicated so. We want you to know that we love you. And as we sing this song, Such Love, number 740, may our hearts be stirred again